Hi everyone. Welcome to newcomers. Hi. I'm just looking. It's a small group. Oh, sorry. Last meeting for a few weeks. We'll reconvene at the end of April. Okay. Well, let's close our eyes and nothing. Or let's close our eyes and everything. Everything is included. Everything is welcome. There's no need to do any triage with your experience. You've closed your eyes and everything. Every breath. Every little ripple of experience, like a river, you can't keep track. You can't keep track of the flow of the river, nor do you want to. Just everything. And to begin with, it takes a bit of time for some of the parts or corners of our experience that seem to be excluded from the great river. Of course, nothing can be excluded, but it does seem that way. So take your time reclaiming not so much in your mind and your thoughts, but more in your body and your feelings. Welcoming back the body. Moment by moment. Without any idea about what's meant to happen next. Abdicating any knowing in this moment. Suspending any need to know. I mean, to know through thinking. Doesn't mean that thoughts don't come and go, but you don't need to harness your thinking to what is happening moment by moment. Unharness your thinking and see that your heart is open to what is. The tiny little layers of vulnerability and tenderness. Or to the layers of density and tension. Letting the body and the mind surface freely in an embrace, in a quality that is embracing. Quality that somehow knows that nothing could be outside itself. Nothing could be other than itself. And when you encounter difficulty in the now, in the moment, don't feel that you have to do anything. But what you can do is to, in a way, listen closely. Not with your conceptual ears, but with your heart ears. Like a mother with her crying child, she just instinctually connects with the cry. The crying child feels that. There's no mediation through thinking. The same with the difficulty right now. Feel that there is a listening of the heart. That reconnects the difficulty to the totality. Gathers it back in. Now feel the whole body, because really the body, once the mind is sort of not given too much importance, the difficulty and the suffering are really in the body. The feeling of isolation, whatever, you know, I know you know. So at some point, we can feel the whole sort of body feeling, the whole body realm. Instead of paying attention to details, feel the whole body, you know, in a way that's you. And place you body, in something bigger, and something kind. Sometimes we have to sort of evoke that because we feel so disconnected and so alone, cut off from the totality. So we have to, well, we have to come to gatherings like this and be graced, I guess, with a stirring of the heart, which is the remembering that we belong to the totality. That this body of yours, of mine, this tactile, alive experience that we call the body is deeply connected to something bigger. It's not even that, it's deeper than that, but I'm not sure I'll find the words. Feel this bigger thing, or it's not a very good word thing, this embrace, this kindness. Feel that you can feel it. You can. Just go to your heart and go to your longing. Go to some instinct that is right here, that recognizes deeply the openness, the kindness, the okayness. And if that doesn't do it, just allow yourself to, in your mind's eye, get down on your knees, or prostration, or whatever posture, open palms, open belly. Turning back towards longing for, seeking, beseeching. Until you feel that ripple of kindness, of openness, of okayness. And then you go for it, breathe it in. It's your birthright. Breathe it in, feel that it touches every pore of your skin. And with the exhales, just somehow feel the exhale is uniting what seems to be separate, bringing back together. Inhaling, you just permeate every inch of your experience with a kindness, with whatever your word, Mama Shrine. And then with the exhale, see what happens in that spirit. And feel that where the body rests on the cushion, on the chair, it's completely taken charge of, the weight of the body. Completely take that. Give the body over. The hips and the pelvis and the thighs and the knees and the calves and the feet and the ankles and all the articulations of the legs. Feel that they are held. That they can rest, not even just rest, penetrate. Same with the arms, the shoulders, the upper arms, the elbows, the forearms, the wrists, the fingers, the palms, the fingertips, the whole length of the arms and shoulders. They can rest, expand, dissolve, whatever. And the breath. And wherever there's a ripple of fear, anxiety, or a contraction, just let the breath be the ambassador between the kindness and openness and the ripple of fear. Just see what happens. In a way, we can do is see what happens. Really, when I say see, I mean feel what happens. You can whisper to your body and you can tell your body, you are alive. You are not a thing. You are not a thing. I know that sometimes you feel like a thing and I treat you like a thing. But in this moment, body, sweet body, you are life itself. Or rather, we are recognizing that you are life itself. And we are very sorry for the suffering of bodies, my body, your body, our bodies, animal bodies, tree bodies, plant bodies, rock bodies, all bodies. And as you offer the weight of the body and as you breathe the openness and kindness in and out, and as you feel the tactile touch of the openness with the bodily sensations, you also feel the emotions, the feelings in the throat, in the belly, in the heart. Whatever's here, no need to go fishing, deep water fishing. Maybe nothing is here, maybe numbness is here. Maybe all sorts are here. Feel that these emotions are like ripples. Ripples, they have a color, they have a texture, they have a quality, a precious quality. You don't have to micromanage any of them, but you just return them to the big river. Like giving the body, mind, heart, emotional body, physical body, energy body, a deep bath of openness and kindness. Feel your face. Feel your forehead and your eyes and your temples, your nose, your cheeks, your lips, your mouth, your jaw, your teeth, your tongue, your ears. Let the face come to life and begin to look nothing like the mask. Nothing like the face you see in the mirror, just the feeling, the raw feeling of the face. Let it be licked by the openness, your face that works so hard, your eyes, your eyeballs. Rest by the openness. Let them, I don't know, expand. The left eyeball. Just go in there and just feel with your tactile sense under the left eyeball, the sides, behind, on top. Making space for the left eyeball. Letting it un something. Unball, less of a ball. Relax, right eyeball. Is there a difference between the left and the right just from having visited the left? Having touched the left eyeball with kindness and now the right? Visiting gently with your tactile sense under the right eyeball, behind it, above it. Hello, blowing a bit of kindness. The sides. Now the whole face. You don't know anything about the face. You don't live behind the face. It's just a sort of chaos of sensation. Dancing in the kindness. The openness. Now feel the whole body, the face, the neck, the throat, the shoulders, the arms, the torso, the pelvis, the legs, the feet, the hands, the whole body. Don't see it, feel it as one mass, a tactile vibrating mass that cannot believe it's blessed with the opportunity simply to be. in openness. This body allowing itself to empty itself out into the openness. Long inhale, long exhale. Gently, without disturbing the quality. If you're sitting on a chair, maybe just bring yourself to a position where your back is not supported by the back of the chair. And if you're sitting on the floor and you're sitting on cushions, maybe just for a few moments, pushing the cushions away so there's a bit of space. And then very gently, let the spine round itself. Rounding the lumbar, the middle and upper back. Just simple. Don't push, just let it happen. And the breath is free and the shoulders, dropping the shoulders into the hips. Why not? The hips dropping into the ground. Now feel your fingers very alive. Feel the fingertips touching either the chair or your lap or the floor in front of the body. Just for the first moments, just delighting in the intense tactility of the fingertips. Texture of the ground. Is it cotton? Is it synthetic? Is it wool? Is it warm? Is it cold? Is it moving? Don't translate through thought. Just the fingertips talking. And now the fingertips moving very slowly, carefully, looking for the possibility of a scorpion is going to bite. So you have to be careful. The fingertips traveling to the sides of the body. Slowly, slowly. No reason to do this. Push away whatever's in the way. In my case, there's some cushions. And now the fingertips arriving in the back of the body. See if you can avoid creating muscles, creating a back. So don't go too far to the back of the body. And now resting the finger pads down on the floor. So the back of the hand is sort of standing up. And the thumbs are pointing towards the torso. And then drop the shoulders through the arms in, through the palms or through the finger pads into the floor. The back is still rounded. Just tasting everything. There's but see the habit of treating the body like a thing, like a mechanical thing, and revert back to welcoming the body as a sensual sort of creature. Slowly now from the pubic bone, feel a line rising up like a flame, caressing the space in front. This flame of energy from the pubic bone, it rises up. And as it rises up, the torso elongates. And there can be a little bit of an arch between the shoulder blades, opening the throat, opening the face. Make sure the shoulders are empty. And can I not wrestle with the floor, but rather feel the palm, the finger pads penetrating the floor, caressing the whole front of the torso with the space in front. Yes, and slowly come back. The fingertips come back. The torso coming back to an alignment. And now feel your lower arms floating off your lap. Your upper arms staying very connected to your torso, very sensual. Again, not a mechanical. Feel the touch of your clothes on your skin, touch of the air on the skin. Dropping the hips and the legs into the earth. Let them hang down vertically. And now very slowly from the elbows, not from the shoulders, feel the elbows and then feel the elbows pushing the shoulders up towards the ears very slowly, smooth. It goes up, 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 it goes up. Your hands are completely relaxed. It goes up, it goes up, it goes up. Your legs are hanging down into the earth. Your face is dancing in the openness. And now from the elbows coming down, slowly, smooth, comes down, it comes down. Don't do it. It comes down, it comes down. The breathing is free. It comes down, it comes down. Be the kindness that welcomes this. It comes down, it comes down, it comes down, it comes down. It comes down, it comes down. Yes, and then let the arms dissolve. Let the forearms come back. Breath is free. Hello, body. Hello, shoulders. Hello, mouth. Now very slowly we're going to come to standing position. Don't open your eyes if not necessary. Just gently come up to standing. Again, without, well, finding a way up that would be more organic. Slowly. And you're standing now with your, just putting the mic here so you can hear me. Standing with your feet hip width apart. Eyes are closed. Hello, body. Just letting this new posture speak. No agenda, no right or wrong. Feel your feet, your heels, your soles, your toes, temperature of the floor, top of the feet. Let the top of the feet melt into the soles of the feet. Is the floor hard? That would be a projection of the mind. The floor is not hard. See if you can stand on a soft cushion, completely surrendering the weight of the thighs, front of the legs, back of the legs, down through the soles of the feet into the earth. Be willing to feel that it's not going to be necessarily easy. Tension is welcome, relaxation is welcome, there's no preference. Feel the pelvis, very sensual, the pelvis, your lower abdomen. Breath, the movement of the breath, touching the space. Feeling the whole front of the torso from the pubic bone up. Caressing, licking the space with the front of the torso. What's happening with the feet, with the legs? Can they grow roots into the earth? Your arms, they're hanging, your shoulders, maybe they're burning, little fires in the shoulders, that's okay. Long rivers of arms floating down, flowing down, down. Feel your head. And they just float on top of the spine. And then the whole back of the body, warm water flowing down the back of the head, the back of the shoulders, the length of the back. What's happening with the feet? Become very acquainted with the habit of tensing the feet, the ankles, gripping the floor like a, I don't know what. Can I empty my ankles? Can I relax? Can this body be connected to the earth and to the space all around? Long inhale, long exhale. The knees. What is a knee? Is it a tiny, dense, compact ball of energy? Can there be a bit of space between the kneecap and the back of the knee? A bit of softness. Yes, I know, believe me, I know. Our bodies are not used to this kind of listening, and to begin with, lots of layers of tension will surface, so we have to be caressed by the tension just as much as we're caressed by the pleasurable sensation. We are the openness. Feel your arms, your fingertips. First, feel your left arm, left hand, left fingers, left fingertips floating into the space in front. Slowly, slowly. No weight. Resting the left arm on the horizontal plane, and you don't know how long your arm is. Let it be really long. Fingers are very alive, not dead fingers. The thumb is vacant, but the other fingers, they're intensely alive. Drop your shoulder, your left shoulder into your left hip, and your left hip into your left foot. Just feel your fingertips, no shoulders, just the fingertips grazing the wall in front. And now cutting the space to the left with the side of your hand, feel the density pushing the space, the arm is opening to the left, the breath is free. And resting the left arm on the space, resting the right arm into the right arm. And then slowly, slowly, left arm dissolves back down. Take your time. Be the space to which the left arm returns. The breath, Ellen's voice, Everything goes back to the same place. Make sure the left arm is allowed to dissolve completely. Comparing the substance of both arms. What's happening with the feet? With the earth? Is she hard again? No. Let her be alive. Here we go with the right arm, long fingers floating up into the space. Don't do it, just taste it. Long fingers. Discovering whatever they discover, the fingertips. Each fingertip intensely sensing. Resting the right arm on the space, left arm resting into the left arm. Cutting the space to the right with the right arm slowly. Don't do it. No anticipation, no rush, no reason. Everything is now and now and now. Feeling the whole body, letting it unfold in the openness, and slowly let the right arm disappear, slowly, slowly. Now both fingers, both fingertips, both hands floating into the space in front, rising up. Resting the arms on the horizontal plane, on the table. Now just the right arm floating up to the ceiling, left arm stays on the table. Just stay right before you create a shoulder, a back, pushing the ceiling with the fingertips of the right hand. And the head turns towards the left slowly. No effort, no doer, just energy. Breath is free. Welcome. The tension is welcome, the relaxation is welcome, sliding in all the lines. Sliding the energy further up, forward, to the left, down, empty the feet. Yes, and everything dissolves, slowly, slowly. It's like a dance. Very, very subtle dance. Let those arms be like rain, they're raining back down into the openness. You can always bend your knees a little bit to evoke more space in the articulations of the hips, the ankle. Feel your fingertips reaching into the space in front again, long fingers. From the fingertips, not from the shoulder. You don't have shoulders. Resting the arms on the table, and now it's the left arm that falls up to the ceiling. No weight, it's falling. Gravity has been reversed. Feel that left armpit is wide open, shining a light into the space in front. Very alive and intense. And the head turning towards the right. Is your mind complaining or judging or comparing? What for? What is, feel. And wherever it's possible, declutter, invite things out into the openness, the shoulders, the mouth, the eyeballs, the breath. Yes, and again, the return. The return is the posture, slowly. The head, the arms, everything moving and melting back into you, right? Yes. How about a little shake of the body? Just a little shake. Shaking up and down so that the articulations get a little bit of what are they getting? A little shake of kindness and openness. Shake your wrists, your hands, your shoulders, your hips, your head. Just place the body in a shaking machine so you don't even have to figure it out. Yeah. Shaking your ankles, your feet, your hips. Don't forget your hips. Yes. Better look at the time. Yes, we've got a bit of time. Take as much shaking space as shaking wants. Or as little. Get the message. Yes, shake your. And whenever it's ready, just maybe the movement moves to something a bit less jerky, a bit smoother, and then slowly, gently coming back to stillness. Take your time, let the movement sort of morph into another movement. Nothing abrupt. Things can be organic. From shaking to swaying, from swaying to stillness. And then gently let your torso come down into the space in front. So you're melting your torso down into the space in front slowly, and only if your body can do this. Your knees can be bent. You're just going down and down and down with the torso and the head and the arms and the breath. Down. You can rest your torso on your thighs if your knees are bent. And let your head go completely. Long inhale, long exhale. And now feel a big beach ball under the torso slowly inflating. As it inflates, it carries the torso back up smoothly, effortlessly, slowly, the torso rounding up without any effort, up, 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 up. The head is the last thing to float up. Yes, and now the arms are falling up to the ceiling. All the way up to the ceiling with both arms. Palms facing one another, clasping the fingers, index to the ceiling. And now bring your pelvis forward a little bit, holding your abdominals, and if it feels right, a little arching towards the back. Yes, and then we come back with the arms. And then just for a few seconds, see if there's movement. If there's a little dance, a tiny little dance. Nobody sees this tiny little dance. Only she sees. Give her beautiful little depths. And it can be a beautiful, ugly little dance. A very private little dance. Of course, you're all going to get the recording, but never mind. I don't think anybody ever watches those recordings anymore. Or you could just make a dance for the recording for all your friends who might watch the dance. And in a way, feel it's not you doing the dance, or if it's you, you are the openness dancing. You don't really give a damn about what it looks like, because you are pure freedom. You are playful. You are pure expression. You are pure creation. Yes. And gently that little dance folding back up. And we come back to sitting position. Take your time. Eyes are closed. Just for a few more moments. Not doing anything. Not knowing anything. Let's take 5 minutes and come back for a little while. Thank you. Welcome back. And if anybody wants to speak or ask or share. Feel free. It's a very small group, so you're welcome to unmute yourselves and just gonna move closer. There's Cutie.
Yeah, I'll say something. It feels so obvious, and I'm almost embarrassed to say it out loud because I feel like it was one of these like duh moments. But when I came here this morning, I had a headache and I sat down and I just stopped thinking about the headache. I stopped, it was there, but I stopped thinking headache. And just going into the, and I think you said something, you invited the animal body. And it just changed the whole, my whole experience of being here in my animal, in this animal, you know. So it's, like I said, yeah. Very basic.
I know. Wait, you go away too quickly. What kind of animal goes away so quickly, Janet? Come back. How's your headache now? There's a weird do you guys hear a weird echo? Anyway, how's your headache now, Janet?
It's gone.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's gone. I mean, that's kind of a side effect, but it feels like the best part was just noticing the sensation. Yeah. Just the sensation.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like embarrassing to say it out loud. It's like, duh.
No, it's not embarrassing to say it out loud. You should go shout it out there in the street of wherever, Oakland or whatever. It's really not, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes me want to weep practically to just, you know, be with that understanding. Yeah.
So, well, I think it's a bit, sometimes it can be devastating to realize the extent to which we don't feel the body and
right.
What we do instead to the body.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah. Or just, it's like, it's just that feeling, but having so many layers of it's that create the pulling away and the pain, and it's all of that that really creates all the suffering, really.
Exactly, it's the resistance to what is, because as soon as you're with what is, it's not so. But I mean, I think in the context of meditation, it's so sweet to do that, because it's safe, because we're not involved in our stories and our dramas. We're just here together and we're just feeling. And it's both sweet and possible and also difficult, because there's resistance, but because the container is pointing towards the kindness and the openness. But I think we have to also understand that we're not always in touch with that. It seems to be that the human journey doesn't.
Right. I wish that I would have had this. I wish I would have had this class on Tuesday of last week, because I had vertigo all week. I've had it until probably the weekend, and it was painful. And it, you know, so there was a lot of resisting to the pain.
Yeah.
Well, next time.
It's scary, right? I mean,
Yeah.
The resistance is, I think it always boils down to the fear of disappearing, the fear of dying, the fear of being out of control. And anything to do with the body is so chaotic for the mind. It's like, what, vertigo? What's that? You know, help or a headache or.
Yeah.
So it, anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, fear. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Janet. See you soon.
Yes.
Carlo, yes.
At the beginning, I was feeling a tremendous sadness, real feeling of loss. You know, I don't know what kind of loss, but it was so intense. It felt really quite strongly in the throat and yes, disappeared afterwards. But, and there were plenty of tears coming as well.
Say that again, Carlo, because you're cutting out
a bit. There were plenty of tears as well. But I found your whole thing was so beautiful and kind of soothing. It's really nice.
Well, I know, Carlo, I know. There's plenty of tears in there. Like, not just you, but, you know. And it is soothing when you can, when those waves can come, I think. And when, don't know. Yeah, the simplicity of it sometimes, no? Of just grief or whatever it is, just moving.
Yeah.
And just being completely grieving, just grieving.
Yeah.
Or crying.
I mean, there didn't seem to be any particular reason. It's just kind of a loss, feeling of loss, really strange. I felt it with playing the piano more recently because it's not going particularly well. And it seems like there's no progress being made at all. And that really affected me. You know, I felt like something was out of reach, couldn't be gained, and that was really very sad. A bit similar.
Yeah, I mean, I
I'm losing people as well, the feeling that people are going to die, you know, they're going to go away. It's not permanent.
No.
You know. And yet, at the same time, on a certain level, there's such peace. It's, interesting.
I don't think I have any words to. I hear you, Carlo. I hear you.
Yeah.
I think recently I've been. Last week I felt a real something really difficult. I think you know what it is. Is when, so grief in itself isn't difficult or whatever. It's when a feeling of such intensity is felt in isolation. At least that's my experience. When a big feeling comes and with it comes a feeling of being alone with it or being utterly, that's very, very difficult. And you can't manufacture the knowledge, the felt knowledge that you are not alone, that it all is well. It comes back at some point, but those moments they are somehow important, and I'm not sure why. They do polish us. You know, I read this beautiful quote by a Jungian, Mary Louise von Franz. She said because you know in the non-dual circle sometimes it's a little bit transcending. Like let's admit it. You know, it's like I am consciousness. Well, yes, I am consciousness, but I am also this human being. And so she was saying something about how we have to be willing to feel the human life and to feel the suffering and to feel the relationships and the app, you know, all of the things that you're just talking about. And it polishes us and shapes us in ways that, like a mirror, the divine the divine power, she calls it, can then be reflected on this polished surface. I like that. I thought, because sometimes you feel like, what the fuck? Why is it so hard?
Yeah.
And then suddenly you think, well, no, it makes sense. And other times you are in the non-dual direct. Yeah. So it's all of those landscapes, I feel.
It's kind of strange that they sort of exist on a kind of parallel worlds, as it were. It's really odd.
Yeah. But yet, doesn't it make sense on some level?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Because the accepting of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Then merges. Yeah.
Big hug, Carlo.
Thank you. I was thinking about hugging and how people, when they hug, they often don't hug properly, you know? I was thinking, why not have a proper, really good hug? That would be nice.
Well, Americans are really good at it. English people, so. And French don't hug, they go. I don't know about Germans and Italians and whatever other nationalities we have here. Anyway.
Thank you.
Virtual hugs are really like good. But nevertheless, we are sending you a virtual hug. Yeah, that's a nice gesture, Rose. It's like that hand on the heart. No.
Ellen?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much for, I really enjoyed the experience today. And I love the, because I do, I'm in another like book club where it's all awareness and consciousness. And I struggle with that a lot, but that's okay. But, and I do yoga, but I feel this really helped. I love the idea when you kind of do bring us back into the kindness and trying to identify, the kind people, kindness, what does kindness look like? It comes from the heart. It's not a sign of weakness. But it's something you kind of treasure, it's something to be treasured. And I really value that. And then, and what I kind of liked is, realizing I'm the space, but then it just had so many levels, I'm not sure, my thoughts aren't really connecting today so much like I'd want them to, but they're, the polishing, I felt like this did help polish that part of our life that maybe be dormant. So, we may know these things, subconsciously, and this just helped kind of get into that dance that that you feel, but you don't know how to express it when you're, like you said, out in the work and everything. But it's really a nice, quiet, because like today I'm, going off to work, and I just like taking this experience with me because we don't know what's, in store.
No.
But I just wanted to thank you. It was very joyful. And, back to like the suffering, I do see there's so much suffering. So I just don't want that guilt of, I have my moment of joy. And I love that, but I also want peace, and so much suffering, depression, all of that. So I just wanted to thank you anyway.
You're very welcome. Don't worry too much. Don't be guilty. That's some I know that feeling's terrible.
Yeah. Got to clean that one up.
Anyway, I think you're just sharing your experience, and thank you for sharing.
That's it.
And it's lovely to see you again. I think you've come before.
I have a couple of times. I enjoy it. Thank you.
Very welcome. Helka, did you raise your hand? Yes, you did. And then I won't call. So
I did.
Hi.
Hi. It was so beautiful how you said about that polishing. But there is something, I have had those frozenness very tough years ago. And how coming here, just the space has become so warm and so alive. And when those flashbacks come, it's licking this warm space. It's licking that.
Does that also? Thing. Can you hold on?
Yeah,
to
like it? Like grown, like the subtle body has grown and becoming warm, and the legs that I had like maybe 10 years like numb and all of that is like they are warm, so my body is so happy. Happy, and even without expecting anything, just because it's so
that's
love it to be here.
Well, it sounds like healing, you know. It sounds healing.
It sounds,
and I do think that trauma, which some of us have experienced, is often occurs in relationship, unfortunate relationships, you know. And so the healing has to come in relationship somehow, in a gathering like this, or in sharing through a voice. It doesn't just come between me and conscious, you know. There's something about partaking together, you know, as humans who are suffering or have suffered, and it does have an effect.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yes, and having courage to, being authentic and sharing that difficulty, and not just like I'm pure awareness, which is also lovely, but
yeah.
So thank you,
and
everybody.
Helka, I think you've come like for so many times. It's so sweet.
Yes, I just feel so much home. Yeah.
Thank you, Helka. Are you ready, Corinne, for your sharing?
Hi.
Hi, Coco.
You know, I've been feeling like just such a maybe an absence of goodness or in myself, or a wishing for more goodness in myself. Feel it. And Ellen, I love so much how you often bring in kindness, and it's such an invitation and such a reminder just to kind of touch back in, like, what is that? What does it feel like? And we can always remember, you know, to bring it. And so I had such a sense of, you're talking about listening, and I thought the image or the essence of the marriage of truth and love came to me so strongly, and I thought, or was feeling like wanting to just hear how they speak to each other and how they relate to each other, and, you know, to know myself through that, you know, through how truth and love speak to each other and know each other. And how that, in that is kindness, you know. And so it just, I thank you.
Thank you, Coco.
And I just love so much hearing the voices here and just seeing all of our faces together. Anyway, I'm just Janet and Carlo and I just thank you so much for sharing that and Janice. Anyway,
thank you, sweetheart.
Here's a poem that I just encountered today for the first time. And I hope it's just right. It's called For Freedom, and it's from John O'Donohue. As a bird soars high in the tree, as a bird soars high in the free holding of the wind, clear of the certainty of ground, opening the imagination of wings into the grace of emptiness to fulfill new voyagings. May your life awaken to the call of its freedom. As the ocean absolves itself of the expectation of land, approaching only in the form of waves that fill and pleat and fall with such gradual elegance as to make of the limit a sonorous threshold whose music echoes back among the give and strain of memory. Thus may your heart know the patience that can draw infinity from limitation. As the embrace of the earth welcomes all we call death, taking deep into itself the right solitude of a seed, allowing it time to shred the grip of form or form and give way to a deeper generosity that will one day send it forth, a tree into springtime. May all that holds you fall from its hungry ledge into the fertile surge of your heart. And I felt that, you know how John O'Donohue and David White were like besties? They were such good friends. Well, is there time just quickly, or I can just send it along if there's not just...
No, go for it. There's 2 minutes.
Everyone knows this poem, but it just goes, I feel, so well with this. And it's The Journey from David White. Above the mountains, the geese turn into light again, painting their black silhouettes on an open sky. Sometimes everything has to be inscribed across the heavens so you can find the one line already written inside you. Sometimes it takes a great sky to find that first bright and indescribable wedge of freedom in your own heart. Sometimes with the bones of the black sticks left when the fire has gone out, someone has written something new in the ashes of your life. You're not leaving. Even as the light fades quickly now, you are arriving. You are arriving.
Thank you, Coco. Big hug to you, Coco. I feel like you need one too. It's so sweet the way you share those poems with your wobbly voice.
I'm not such a drama queen, really. I am so not that way, but it always just...
It doesn't come across like a drama queen. Not at all.
I beg to differ that I'm not a drama queen, but...
Aww. Thank you so much. And so, thank you, everyone. Take good care. And,
thank you.
So next one is in April. I'll be sending a newsletter, but I think it's April 20. I don't remember, but sort of third week or fourth week of April. Thank you. Take care.
Safe travels.
Thank
Safe
you.
Safe travels.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to California. Yeah.
I'm confused. I thought this started at 2:30 your time.
Who's talking?
It's Lynn. I'm too ugly to show my face today. It's awful. So just enjoy the
I'm so sorry, then. You know what? Write to us and you can come for free next time. No, it starts.
That's not the issue. I just don't understand how I got it wrong.
It's the weird time zone thing. No, it's daylight savings.
No, England, but we've changed. So now it's the same as before.
Right. But for a few weeks, it was 2:30.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it was
a different time.
Well, yeah, it's probably that.
It said, I'm sorry, 2:30 my time, 6:30 your time. And also Eugen's email said 6:30. So
said 6:30 UK time.
Yeah, and 6:30 UK time I thought was 2:30 my time.
Where are you?
In US Atlanta, East Coast.
You wrote
it's 1:30.
Yeah, you wrote 1:30, so I said 1:30 in the email.
Anyway, Lynn, don't worry. Next time we'll make sure you get.
Next time will it be? What time will it be next time?
It will always be at 6:30 p.m. UK time. So for you, it will be at 1:30 p.m.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Come back.
You just know what time it is in London.
Yeah.
I never know what time it is.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about that, Lynn. Anyway, you'll be back and take care, everybody. Lots of love. And
thank you, Ellen. Sorry I can't see you when you come to the US.
Well, I'm going all the way to the West Coast, but soon, I hope. Bye, Patricia. Nice to see you again, I think. Were you here before, Patricia? No, first time?
First time.
Oh, wonderful.
I'll be back.
Good. And Maria, you've been before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about you, Claire? I think I recognize you, Claire. Yeah. 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 All right. The rest, everybody else, I do recognize. All right. Arrivederci. Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao. Ciao, Maki. Ciao, Maria.
Ciao. Mika. Yeah.